Well, hi again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Big Red Report. I am Josh Blumenthal, athletic director here at Wayland Academy. Joining me today to my left is a true star on the courts and on the tracks and on the fields and in the classrooms and everything else you could probably imagine. I have not met a ton of students yet, but I have heard about this young man from a variety of constituents here at school, both academic, athletic, spiritual, everything else. Ambassador is the word that's been used a lot. This young man will graduate this year, this upcoming year, I should say. We haven't actually started yet. And it is a thrill to have him here. And that is Mr. Griffin Hewland. And Griffin, welcome to the Big Red Report.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor. You're going to make me cry. That was so sweet. Thank you.
I'll do what I can. Well, if we pause, it'll just because tears are running down his face and I have to get him a tissue. So Griffin, we're going to talk about your athletics prowess, which has been quite impressive thus far from what I've seen and what I've heard. But let's just talk about how you came to Wayland in general. You and I talk a little offline, and I'd love you to talk about that to our listeners and maybe elaborate a little bit on that.
Yeah, certainly. So I had heard about Wayland from some former classmates of mine when I was in middle school. And I enjoy my hometown, which is Columbus, Wisconsin, and I did my freshman year there. And after finishing that, I started to think about those classmates and stuff and how they had come to Wayland for a better academic chance. And I thought maybe that's what I need, you know, maybe put what my future can hold above like the present. And so I took a tour, and after that I was completely hooked on Wayland, and it was just like stemming from a need for higher education, and I'm really glad I came.
Well, I think a lot of people are also really glad you came. You are a senior, you were, or I should say the reigning prom king of last year, so it's yours to lose. You're also the president of the student council here and track star and a cross-country star, and I know we're working on the winter sport for you if that's what you decide to do here, but you've left your mark here already and you haven't graduated yet, which is exciting for me as somebody new to be able to watch you, but certainly people that have known you for now going on 3 years. So with that being said, I did that segue on purpose there, Griffin. Segue, let's talk about track. We had Coach Cleary on here earlier this year talking about the success with you and Isaac and, Isaac Eubanks and, a lot of people, but certainly you two had, done some real nice stuff and were more touted than maybe some other people just because of what you did. Talk about a couple things, Griffin. Let's talk about the experience. Let's talk about the success that track had, and then let's talk a little bit about you and maybe share with our listeners what exactly you placed and what that means in context, or maybe people that don't necessarily understand how track placing works.
Sure. Well, you mentioned Isaac, so props to him. He is the GOAT. He did great, and I'm going to miss him a lot. But I am a huge track fanatic. I love track so much. It's my comfort sport. It's my big passion. And had this last season, I owe it a lot to my coaches and my teammates and the people that helped me along, my parents, my classmates, everybody that checked in on me and supported me. And it was hard coming off of like COVID and jumping back into this season. I had to do a lot of self-motivation, and it all kind of came from me. So I'm proud of myself for pushing through and putting in the work and making sure that I was ready for this season. And it was a great season, and it had always been my dream in high school to make it to state. And I was really happy that I got to do that. It was a great experience, and I am so excited to hopefully go back again. So I went in the 800 meter run and the 400 meter dash, and those are considered mid distance. So that's one lap and two laps around the track. At state, I took 14th place in the 400 and 8th place in the 800. 8th place in the 800 meant that they said my name over the speakers and people clapped, but I was preoccupied with talking to somebody, so I didn't even hear it. My parents were just kind of like, Griffin, they said your name. I was like, okay, cool.
But you said that they mispronounced it anyway.
So they mispronounced it, right? Every so it single matter. Time.
Okay. So it's okay. You didn't hear it. It's okay.
Yeah. And so in context, to make it to state, you have to place in the top four of your regional to move to sectionals, and then top four in your sectionals to move to state. And there are thousands of high school runners. So being at that level and competing with those people, it's honestly great. And like, I, like, from my freshman year and everything, I was looking at those people and they were just, they seemed like titans, mm-hmm. like these phenomenal runners, throwers, jumpers. And like, to be counted among them now is just like a huge honor. Like, I cannot express how much it means to me.
Awesome. We're talking with Griffin Hewland, senior ambassador here for Whalen Academy. Let's talk about that word ambassador. You have given a lot to the school from an athletic standpoint. You've done other things too, but we're gonna, since this is an athletics podcast, we'll keep it athletics focused here. You've done a lot to through the school. You've been through a lot with the school. You know, COVID and you know, the thick of it, and not that it's perfect, but you know, you've been through a lot. And I think that, as I said to Coach Cleary last year, for you all in the track, it must have been very liberating to say, you know, all the stuff we went through, it was not that it was worth it, because that's not what I mean, is that it was, you know, it was fulfilling to be able to end the school year on such a high note. When you began the school year, it was, you know, obviously for all of us across the country, it was very tough and a lot of unknowns. With that said, though, and that you've been literally in peaks and valleys with athletics here, talk about what you would like to see the athletics program grow to. I think there's a good foundation, but I think there's certainly room to grow. Just some of your thoughts off the cuff here of where you'd like to see the athletics program of the Big Red Athletics Department go.
Sure. You mentioned that, like, the ambassador part of Wayland, and I love my school so much. Like, it gave me a chance to expound myself in different ways and meet different people, so I owe my school a lot. And so I really do want the best for the athletic department here. And I think that what we're doing already this new year with all these programs and stuff is really helping. Wayland Academy does a really, really good job at character leadership and cheerleading in sports. Even if we aren't the best team in the thing, I have had coaches come up to me whenever they say, or I say that I'm Wayland, and they are like, you guys are the greatest sportsmen out here. And it's an honor to be a part of that. And I think expansion in athletics and everything will help people a lot. I think that some people don't do sports because they think it's solely in athletics. And it's the way that I see sports, half of why I love it is because it's the team aspect. It's the community part of it. And I think that that's great. I think that the unity that a lot of athletic teams at Wayland hold is very special. Coming from, like, running sports, which usually runners tend to be kind of nice people, and at least in cross-country standpoint and stuff, you know, it's a hard sport and you kind of go through it together, and it's just a community thing. I'd love to have a new track, though. I mean, it makes, like, the whole legend story sound cool that, like, I ran on, like, a cinder track, but I'm kind of over it, so I'd like that.
Sure, understandable, yep. Okay. What about, let's expand on that a little bit, Griffin. Let's talk about, you were talking a lot specifics about track and cross. What about from more of a global perspective for the athletic program? And that's not just wins and losses, just in general. Is there stuff that you'd like to see us do more of, do less of, just, you know, kind of a diagnostic of the athletic program?
I think that listening to the athletes and everything is really important in that, because Wayland has standout athletes. We have exceptional athletes that come here and people that can discover their athletic passion here. And so allowing those options to be presented by, you know, coaches and everything, and advertising like a friendly environment and everything is really important. And seeing that, like, it's not a judgmental thing, you know, like Wayland isn't like the stereotypical athletic team where, like, if you're not the best, then you don't deserve to be out here. Like, being with your classmates out here and having that team unity is just super, super important. And having, like, the students run these sports, basically, is, it shows just this different atmosphere. And it really helps people feel welcome, and it, people can discover their passion in athletics because of a welcome community. And honestly, it makes communication better. If you need, like, a game standpoint sport, like soccer or basketball or something, mm-hmm. it just, the expansion of, like, communication and showing that sports isn't this, like, well, it's an athletic field, but, you know, like, it's not all about how good you do. Mm-hmm. It's about how much heart you can put in and how much you can take out. And I just look at it that way.
Awesome. Very, very well said, my friend. Let's go. Let's now go on the future, but not by many weeks, though. Let's talk about your fall teams upcoming here, your outlooks. So you're going to split time between cross country and soccer. We're going to figure out how we're going to do that. But you're going to be on a 5K, and you'll jump off for, you know, kick some soccer balls and then jump back on when the team comes back around. Talk about the outlook for both teams. Cross country first, and then let's go with soccer.
All right. Cross country. So cross country I've been doing for, let's see, this will be my sixth year doing cross country. And I really enjoy the sport. I talked about earlier, like, the community aspect, if we just kind of all go through this tremendous pain together, which is really nice. And so cross-country athletes are hardcore. Like, I admire my teammates a lot. I really look forward to having a really unified team. We didn't get to do a lot because of COVID last year, but I'd love to, you know, just, like, take the team out for food occasionally, you know, like, really get to know each other. Because, I mean, when you go through all this excruciating pain of running a 5K, I'd like to know the people next to me and stuff. And, you know, you're not alone in that. And I don't mean to set anybody up for cross country. You definitely should do it. It would be very cool. In fact, if you're listening to this, you should sign up for cross country right now. And
no pressure. No pressure, though.
Personal goals. I didn't have an amazing season last year, which I was partially because we didn't have enough meets and stuff, but I kind of missed the ball on that after a pretty good sophomore season. So I'd really like a new personal record, a PR, in the 5K. I'm aiming towards the 16-minute range. I really, really would like to go to state in that too. I think that would be really cool. Waylon doesn't really have a posted 5K record, so I just go off of athletic.net, and the thing on that is 17:03. So, I mean, if I can drop that, then that's technically a school record, I guess, because I don't know if it's
super high. Oh, how you spin it. So. We'll spin it that way. Let's it makes you it sound better. We'll do it. you know what we'll do? If somebody says, an alumni comes back and says, I ran 16:30, we'll say, all right, prove it. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
50 years later.
Make them do it.
And then what about soccer? Let's transition to soccer a little bit.
So soccer I've done forever, and I've done it for, I think, 11 years now. I've done soccer since I was little. I took a gap to play flag football. I'm really glad I didn't go into tackle. I jumped right back into soccer, and I've played for a long time. And when I started back up, I was nowhere near the best player, and I'm still not the best player on the team. But I really enjoy it. I play a lot of defense, a lot of mid. If some of the guys get tired, I can kind of run up and stuff, help them out. I love soccer. There was a point where after last season, I considered just kind of hanging up the cleats, but I'm excited because I think I got one last season in me, because I don't think I'll play in college, but maybe a club down the line. But I'm ready for this last season, and I'm really excited to be with the team out there, have some fun games. Our first game is against my hometown, so I'm really excited for that one. I love the sport, and I'm really excited to knock out this season.
Awesome. Good stuff. Good stuff, Griffin. Well, I know that you're obviously a Big Red Report groupie. Obviously, I know you listen to all of them, so you know this already. But for those that don't know this, we always end all of our interviews with sort of a fun, kind of lighthearted question, and I've got a doozy for you today. So you're going into your senior year starting in a week or so, give or take. What advice would you give to young freshman, or in your case, sophomore, when you came here? What advice would you give to little Griffy from the block when he walked in here as a sophomore year?
Oh, what do I give to old Griff Dog? All right, let's see. I think it would mainly just be, you don't got to be one thing. Like, you don't have to pigeonhole yourself into being like a great athlete or a great scholar, and, you know, worry about what other people think from like a social standpoint. And like, you just got to be the best that you can be, and it'll be good enough. And just don't limit yourself. You can be the best in all your fields. If you work hard enough, you can accomplish your goals. And I think that you don't have to worry. It'll work out. You just need to stay dedicated. You need to, you know, you need to respect the people around you. You need to make sure that you respect yourself in that, and you don't have to prove it to anyone else. You can prove it to yourself. Like, that's the most important thing in all of this. You can do it. And probably just remember to be humble. I don't know how egotistical I was, but I probably thought I was a big shot. So
it's a good song. Stay humble. We should just play that throughout. No, yeah. I think you said it best. There's not really much more I can add to that. I think, you know, stay humble is I think that's Kendrick Lamar. If my
that's a great song,
my memory serves.
Yeah,
I know what's up.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing you do double duty in the fall, and then the winter will, you know, we'll cross the bridge, and obviously, you know, your swan song will be track and trying to get back to state, which I hope that in 7 months from now we're on site at state and we do a follow-up podcast. So that'll be something to look for. If that doesn't motivate you, I don't know what's
I have to come back.
There
this
you go.
So cool.
Awesome. Well, Griffin, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it, and we're looking forward to certainly following your tenure here as you get set to enter your final year on Wayland Academy's campus.
Thank you so much, sir. It's been an honor.
Awesome. For Griffin Hewlin, this is Josh Blumenthal signing off. And as our hashtag says, #BeRedHot.